Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God. My name is Pastor Marquise, and we are a non-denominational church led by the living and active Word of God in the heart of Seattle, Washington, by Pastors Harold and Annis Faye Franklin. Whether this is your first time, second time, be sure to subscribe and share this with those that need it. Now join me and be ready to live and learn.
Lord God, we just thank you so much for this time, Lord God. We thank you for the opportunity to speak your word, Lord God. I ask that you touch all of us that are here, Lord God, and touch those that will be listening to this on the podcast, Lord God. God, I ask that you just open our ears, open our hearts to receive all that you have for us, Lord God. God, help us just to understand what you want us to understand from this, Lord God, and help us to apply it to our life, Lord God. We just thank you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, so I was praying and asking God, what did he want me to speak on? And I just kept hearing him say, where's your faith? Where's your faith? And he reminded me of when I was younger and younger in my teens after I graduated and everything. You know, as a young lady, you want a mate. And so I finally was like, Lord, I want to be able to, you know, be in a good relationship and be in a relationship leading to marriage. I don't want to just be dating anymore just to say I have a boyfriend. And so as I began to pray, I wrote down everything I wanted in a mate. And I said, okay, God, I'm trusting and believing and I have faith that you're going to give me who you want me to be with. And I wrote it down and I just began to pray over it. I said, I'm not going to settle. I'm not going to just give up, but I have faith that the God I serve can even do this. And, you know, I didn't go trying to make it happen, because a lot of times we will try and make things happen. And it's us not really believing that God can do what he said he could do. It's us trying to do things on our own. And sometimes we have to be still and just wait on God. And so when I met Marquise, it was, I was like, okay, he's a nice man, okay. But I wasn't really looking anymore. I was hoping and trusting God, said, okay, God's gonna do it. So I'm not even looking for anyone to be with. So he was just my friend. And I was just trusting God. And you know, after we had dated for a while, I had wrote down everything I was praying for. God allowed me to look at that paper one more time. And as I looked at it, I was like, man, this is actually everything I've been praying about. This is who you gave me, God. This is the man you gave me. And I realized he said, as you wait and as you trust and as you have faith, I'll do just what I said I will do. And so he reminded me of that when I was preparing for this message. And as we go to scripture, we go to Hebrews chapter 11. And we look at starting at verse 1. We're going to read verse 1 through 3. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which were seen were not made of things which are visible. Meaning, us having faith is the substance of what we hope for. I'm hoping for this thing to happen. When I went back to work, I had stopped working for a while after I had Markayla, and finally I was like, okay, I want a job. I need a job. And I said, let me just email my old job and see, you know, if there's some openings. So I emailed them, and one of the ladies said, why don't you call your old boss? I think it would be good for you to call your old boss. I called, and before that I was just praying, and Annis was praying, and we're, you know, because I needed a job. I needed to get back in the working field. And so I prayed, and I was like, okay, God, I have faith. You can do the impossible. So as I'm talking to the lady on the phone, she said, well, when can you start? I said, tomorrow. She said, okay, come on in. And I got the job just like that. Usually, you know, you have to go back through an interview process. They might not have a position open, different things like that. She said, you know, it just so happens you had someone that was in your very own position you were in, and it's just not working out. The person is actually, you know, looking for another job, but we would love for you to come in. So as I came in, Start right away. They said, you know, we already know your worth ethic. We already know what you could do. And I just thank God for favor. Me having faith, but then Him giving me favor to be able to get, you know, that job. And we have to realize that God is a faithful God. He's a just God. Things that we think are too hard for us, God is able to do far beyond what we could ever think. We think something is, man, that's too hard, but there's nothing too hard with God. We have to remember that on a daily basis. There's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing so small that He just overlooks it. You know, I find Him working things out on a daily basis. I find Him, as I begin to have faith and trust in Him, I find that I need to exercise my faith, even in the little things, on a day-to-day basis.
Amen.
Because me, I'm trying to lose weight now after having all these children. I'm like, God, I want to get back in shape. I want to be able to have a long life. And so I'm setting different little goals for myself. And as I say, okay, God, I just want to be able to work out today. Even if it's not the long amount of time that I need to put in, let me just take baby steps. And at least let me be able to do the 30 minutes, the 15 minutes, whatever it is. Let me be able to meet that mark. So as I have faith, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm rearranging stuff so that I can set aside time for that. And as I set aside time for that, like, God, help me to meet that goal. And I'm finishing it. I did it. I'm so excited, and I have faith in God because I'm like, God's like, why don't you trust me? If you have faith in the little things, you know, start with the little things, and he'll help you to, he'll increase your faith in the bigger areas. We have to have faith to know that He's going to handle every situation. So as I'm working out and I'm meeting these little goals, I get so excited. I'm like, I'm done, Marquise. I send him a little text. I did it. I accomplished it. And he just laughs back, good job, babe. But I get so excited because even in the little things, God cares about us. So even in the little things, He'll move. The next scripture we're going to say in Hebrews chapter 5, or chapter 11, we're going to go down to verse 5. Starting with verse 5, it says, by faith Enoch was taken away, so that he did not see death, and was not found, because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. It said that it is impossible to please Him. That should, without faith, it's impossible to please God. We should have it in our heart that I want to please God. That should be our day-to-day testimony, our prayer. God, I want to please You. Even in day-to-day life, even in everything that I go through, God, I want to please You. But we have to have faith. If we don't have faith, it said it's impossible to please Him.
Impossible to please God.
Impossible.
Mm-hmm. That's the truth.
But with faith, mm-hmm. we'll be pleasing Him.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it said, later on it said, He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him.
Diligently.
We have to be seeking Him on a day-to-day basis.
Yes.
When we wake up in the morning, God, how can I please You? God, what is it that You want me to do today? Who is it that You want me to speak to? Give me boldness when You set up those divine appointments to be Your vessel, to be that mouthpiece, to even just show the love of God to my family. Not so that I'm so much preaching at them, but how can I love on them the way You want me to love on them? What words of encouragement can I speak to them? We have to diligently seek Him on a day-to-day basis. Starting verse 7, it says, by faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with a godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness, which is according to faith. Mm-hmm. So Noah knew it had rained, but he knew he heard the voice of God. He obeyed what God told him to do. So he said, therefore, I'm going to obey, I'm going to submit, I'm going to have faith, knowing that God's going to send the rain. Mm-hmm. If he didn't have faith in God, he probably wouldn't have did it. He would be like, God, There is not going to be any rain around here. He would have been like the rest of the people. But because he knew the God he served, because he was obedient, because he knew God's voice,
yes,
he built the ark.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have faith in God.
Yes.
And we have to know his voice and listen to what he's telling us. The next scripture we're going to go to is Romans. Chapter 1. And we are going to start with verse 16. It says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first, and then also for the Greek.
Yes.
For it is in the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith." If we back up to verse 16, it said, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." If you know that God saved you, God delivered you from the mess that you were in, then we shouldn't be ashamed to tell people about his goodness. Tell people about what he brought you through.
Yes.
A lot of times we get afraid to tell people about God. We're like, how do I approach this and what do I say? But if you had an encounter with God, no one can tell you that you didn't experience what you went through. So instead of you trying to think of some big story, I'm going to use this one, I'm going to tell this person, I'm going to use that. No, all I know is that I was in sin. I was lost. I felt like no one was there for me. And when I opened my mouth and I began to call upon the name of Jesus, he was there. Right when I began to pray, he was in that room with me. When I began to rededicate my life back to him, he was right there with me.
Yes.
When you begin to speak on something that is real, that's something that happened that you can really identify with, something that takes you back and makes you smile because you think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he did for you, when you stop and you begin to pray and think about how he brought you through,
yes,
and you realize, I have a relationship with God, so I know I'm not just getting by on my grandmother's prayers. I know I'm not just getting by on my mother's prayers, but now I have a relationship with God.
Yes.
So I can tell someone about the goodness of Jesus. Why? Because I experienced him.
That's right.
I have encountered him. And I have faith to know that if God did it for me, he can do it for you.
Yes, he will.
If God did it for me, he can do it for you. So that right there should give us boldness to be able to say, I can boldly speak about the God I serve. I don't have to be ashamed of the God that I serve. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
And then getting back to verse 17, it says, "For it is the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith." If we're doing the right things that are pleasing to God, and we're walking in his righteousness, and we're leaning on faith, we're trusting, we're putting faith, we're walking that fight of faith,
yes,
we're trusting in God, things are going to begin to happen around us.
Yes,
he's going to begin to reveal some things to us. He's going to begin to make the way plain for us.
Yes.
As we begin to trust in him, we begin to lean on him, we begin to look to him for that help.
Yes.
He will reveal things to us as we trust and have faith in him more and more every day. We have to live by faith. The next scripture we're going to go to is Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8. We're going to start with verse 22. Verse 22. Actually, Hold on. Hold that. We're going to go to Romans.
Okay.
We're going to back up. I don't want to go there just yet. We're going to go to Romans chapter 10 and start at verse 14. So Romans 10, starting at verse 14. It says, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed?
Mm-hmm.
How shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring good tidings, glad tidings of good things.
Yes.
But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How are you going to speak to others if you haven't read the word?
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to believe if you haven't studied the word?
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't had an encounter with God? If you haven't had that alone time to hear his voice? How are you going to begin to be a witness, to be a light?
Yes.
But we have to have alone time.
Yes.
We have to know that God told us in his word to be fishers of men. So if he told us to go and begin to speak to our family, tell them about God, he told us to talk to the people in the store about God, to begin to be lights to everyone we came in contact with, know that he has told us to go. God sets up divine appointments for us. I'm going to put Jane at this spot, and then there's going to be a lady that she needs to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
That's how God designs things like that. He'll set us at the right spot at the right time to begin to encourage somebody.
Yes.
I spoke before about how there was a young man, he was at a bus stop, and he began to worship because God told him to worship.
Yes.
And he's like, God, I'm at a bus stop. God said, begin to get on your knees and begin to pray. So he got down and he began to pray. Then God said, now get up, stand up and start clapping your hands and worshiping. And he got up and he began to clap his hands and worship. And God said, stop. And he's like, all right, good. The bus is coming. He hurried up and got on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And a few weeks after that, he went to a church service. The man that obeyed, he went to a church service, and a young man got up, and it was the pastor's son. And he said, you know, I have to tell you this testimony. He said, I was going through some things, and I was thinking about taking my life.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I was at a bus stop, and I saw this man begin to worship and pray, and then he got up and he started clapping his hands and began to worship. He didn't care who was around, but he began to worship. He said, God showed me that I'm such a good God that I should be praised wherever I am, in spite of me feeling low and me wanting to take my life, that I deserve all the praise and all the glory. And he began to just share that testimony, and that young man that did all that was in the audience, and he realized me being obedient helped stir up someone else and realize that it's not time to give up, but it's time to continue just to pursue Christ. It's time to continue just to have faith and know that he's going to handle every situation.
Amen.
He did. That young man was battling with faith issues and battling with different things, and he felt like, okay, I'm just going to take my life. It's the end. But as he opened his eyes and was able to see that, and because that man was obedient and did things out of the ordinary, God would command us to do things that, I don't know if I want to go do that. I don't know if I want to say that, but God will put you in the right spot at the right time to do just what you need to do.
Yes.
To say what you need to say to that person. I know there's many a times that God had me say something to my mom. I'm like, God, this is my mom. She reads her word. She prays. And God said, no, I want you to go to her and say this. And I'm like, okay, God, is this really you? I'm battling because I'm like, God, is this really you? And he said, go to her and just say this. And I went and I said something to my mom, and she just began to cry. I was like, Mom, she's like, you know, I've been praying. I was praying about this all day. And you just confirmed all that I was praying about. I was like, that has to be God. Because my mom wouldn't tell us oh, you know, the bills are getting low or the groceries are getting low. She would make that beans and rice taste like it was chicken, taste like it was steak. It was the best cooked meal ever because she knew how to work things out. But when God told me to say something to her, it was just that little push that she needed to continue to fight the fight for it, to continue to keep going. There's many times that God will set up divine appointments. You're like, God, is this really me that you want me to talk to this person? You really want me to say this to this person? And I went to a lady and I said, you know, just continue just to do what you're doing. It's not going unnoticed. Continue, when you're good at what you do, continue to do that. And she just began to smile. She's like, wow. You know, I felt like no one cared. I was like, no. We thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you. And she's like, now I'm just cleaning the bathroom. I was like, no, but someone has to do it. And this is the job you're in right now. And she's like, I like you and I don't care. I was like, and you're doing it at your best. You're not just halfway doing it, but you're doing your best, and because you're doing your best, it's not going unnoticed. Yeah. Now, if it was bad, believe me, it would be noticed and people would say stuff. But because you're doing a good job, you like what you're doing your best, continue to do your best. And she just was so excited because I could just, you know, speak to her and just, you know, and sometimes God will set up even different things like that. You're like, how is that God? I was like, I'm not going to say that to nobody.
Right.
You know, to us, it seems like, what is this? Why am I doing this? But you know what? God has to say different little things. You never know. Someone might be like, no, I'm not even supposed to be in this job. I'm just going to quit. Or you never know what people are going through. We don't know. We're just on the outside. And God can look on the inside and see that person's a mess.
That's
and
right.
We need to, let me just have Jane just go and smile and say, you know, God is good.
That's
and
right.
That just brightens up someone's day. Or let me just see, have Anna hum while she's in the store. And that, man, you have a nice voice.
Mm-hmm.
And that stirs someone up. Man, I need to start back singing. Or you never know. You never know what you're going to come across. You never know how God wants to use you.
That's
even
right.
You might not even say anything, but the way you carry yourself, that might encourage someone else, okay. You know, I can do it too.
That's
they're walking with integrity. They have their head held high. You know, I can do this. I'm young, but you know, Tiffany's holding herself together. She's in the store. She's doing what she got to do, and she's young. She's not out there wilding out like my friends want me to be doing. So I'm gonna continue just to, you know,
yes,
and get myself together so I can look educated like Tiffany.
Yes.
You know, you never know what you're gonna come across, but when you're trusting God and you're having faith in God, knowing that God can do the impossible, things will begin to happen. We're going to go to, now we're going to go to Romans. Or what did I tell you guys? Nope, we're going to go to Luke. That's where we're going. We're going to go to Luke chapter 8. Verse 22. It says, now it happened on a certain day that he got into the boat with his disciples, and he said to them, let us cross over to the other side of the lake. And they launched out, but as they sailed, he fell asleep, and the storm came down on the lake, and they were filling with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we are perishing. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging water, and they ceased. And there was a calm.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to them, where is your faith?
Where?
And they were afraid and marveled, saying to one another, who can this be? For he commands the winds and the water, and they obey him. They were in a panic. They didn't know what was going to happen. And God said, where's your faith? Mm-hmm. A lot of times we're faced with different obstacles. We're faced with so many different things. Sometimes we get in situations where one thing happens, then another thing happens. We're like, God, I don't know what to do. We're panicking and we're trying to figure it out. We're trying to do things on our own. And he's like, just trust me.
Trust.
Just believe in me. Know that I brought you through before. I'm going to help you through this. But we panic sometimes when we don't know what to do. God said, where's your faith? Where's your faith? I read this and I just kept hearing them say, where is your faith? A lot of times we get so shooken up and we don't know what to do. We don't know which way to go. And in our natural eyes, We're lost. We're confused. But if we look at the spiritual realm, if we begin to trust in Him,
yes,
we begin to have faith and know that this is the God that said He could do the impossible. So God, You said You could do the impossible. I'm believing that You are going to do this. I'm believing that You are going to come through. You're going to meet that deadline. God, You're going to make a way out of no way. And You're going to handle every situation.
Yes.
I shared a story before about a lady who was, there was a tornado coming. Because she had so much faith, she began to pray. And she knew that the God she served could do the impossible. So as she began to pray, that tornado went on around past their house.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of God we serve.
Right.
They can move mountains. They can move tornadoes. They can stop robbers. There was a lady who was in a jewelry store, and she didn't know what to do but to pray and command him to leave out of that store. And he got so scared because she was speaking with authority, because she knew who she was. She knew she was a child of God. She knew who she was. The God she served. The God that can do the impossible. So she didn't back down. She didn't get scared. But she had faith, knowing that when I speak the name Jesus, You are going to move up out of this store and not shoot me, not do anything to me, or touch anything in this store. And the man was so scared, he went running up out of that store. And that's what happens when we get faced with different situations. When we begin to call upon the name Jesus, the devil must flee. I remember being at home, and my mom and my stepdad, they were arguing. And as I began to pray and speak with authority, peace filled that house. And they both began to go their separate ways and begin to call upon the name Jesus. They knew that what was going on was not supposed to be happening. But when I began to speak with authority about the God I serve, they knew, wait a minute, we should be praying. Why are we fussing over something that's nonsense? We need to go and get in our prayer closets also. When you begin to speak with authority and begin to command those things to be broken, know that the God we serve will do just that. He will handle every situation if we allow Him to have that authority in our lives. If we allow Him to take complete control. A lot of times we forget. We get in a panic and we forget about, we're saying, God, help me. But we're not really allowing Him to. We're not really casting those cares at His feet. We're panicking. We're like, okay, what can I do? I need to do this. I need to do that. We're not saying, God, okay, I need You to handle this situation. God, I'm going here, and I know You're going to move in the situation. You're going to do everything that You need to do. I'm leaving it at Your feet. I'm not going to worry, but I'm going to allow You to handle it. I ask for Your wisdom and Your guidance, because I know You're a faithful God, and You're going to come through.
Yes.
You're going to handle this situation. You're going to handle this situation. And a lot of times, I begin to pray and I say, God, what do You want me to speak on? And I panic. I'm texting people, pray for me, I got to speak. Pray for me, I'm going through this. Pray for me, and we panic. And God said, I called You.
Right.
I spoke to You. I did it before. Didn't I just speak through You before the last time You spoke? Like, but God, I'm not hearing anything. I got, and we're panicking. We're like, man, I'm not done with my message yet. Please pray for me. And we're panicking. We're thinking, is this really what God wants me to speak on? And I'm uneasy. And God begins to give peace. And He said, just have faith and believe and know that I've spoken to you. And I'm going to speak through you. And know that everything's going to be okay. So as I begin to have faith and I begin to read His word, it's funny because when I'm praying and I'm reading it and then I end up going to sleep, I wake up sometimes like, man, that's good. Marquis like, what's wrong? I'm like, oh, I'm getting my message. I'm like, hey, can you please just keep it down? But I get so excited because I'm okay. I'm hearing what You want me to say. Okay, because things are falling in place. Once I stop and I begin to seek His face.
That's right.
And say, God, okay, I'm a broken vessel. I want You to speak through me and speak to me. And I'm allowing You just to go before me. Say whatever You want to say. And when we begin to trust God and remember who He called us to be,
when
we begin to walk in that calling, then everything begins to fall into place.
Yes, it does.
Everything begins to line up. But we have to have faith and believe. We have to have faith. So remember to ask yourself, where's my faith? Where's my faith?
Where's my faith?
Because we go through things and they may look real hard, real dark. Things may seem crazy, but we have to remember the God we serve. I'm going to read some quotes to you because I love finding quotes. So the first quote, my favorite one, it says, faith is like Wi-Fi. It's invisible, but it's the power to connect you to what you need. I'm going to read it again. It says, faith is like Wi-Fi. It is invisible, but it's the power to connect you to what you need.
That's right.
We have to remember that we stay connected to God. No matter where we move,
right,
with faith, we're connected to God. We have to remember that. The next one says, faith is seeing light with your heart when all your eyes see is darkness.
Amen.
When I, like I said, when I rededicated my life back to Christ and I was in that room by myself and I was like, I don't know what to do, but I knew to call upon the name of Jesus. And when I began to pray and call upon his name, I felt like the lights were all on. I felt like, you know, I was in a party all by myself. I was all excited and began to pray and I could hear his voice. And it was just like so good because I felt his presence. It was like he was just wrapping his arms around me. And there was light in that dark room. There was light in that dark situation I felt like I was in. The next one is, faith is not hoping God can, but knowing God will. Knowing that God will. A lot of times we just hope. We just hope. Oh, I hope this goes well. I hope. No, God is in control, so it will happen. It will be all right.
Yes, it will.
Just like we've been praying for a long time for our family members. I hope they get saved. No, they will. Because the God I serve knows my heart, knows the prayers we've been praying. And yes, in due season, they will be saved. They will be. I'm commanding them to come into the kingdom of God. I'm believing that they will come into the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Because I have faith in the God that I serve, that he's not going to just allow them to perish without an opportunity to get to know him. So me having faith in God and believing that he'll do it, I'm saying, God, what can you set up a counter so I can talk to them? How do you want me to witness to them? Because I don't want to be preaching at them, but I want them to know the love of Christ. I want to be able to share that with them. And a lot of times, we'll go through things and there's people that will be in our life, family members, friends, and they know the word, but they strayed away and we're, God, how do I speak to them? What do you want me to say? And they've been preached that so long and now it's time for us to come alongside and love on them. And just, you know you ain't doing right. You know God loves you and he's looking out for you. So continue just to know that God wants you. God hasn't forgotten about you. Continue just to encourage them and let them know that God hasn't forgotten. God still loves you. In spite of what you're doing, God loves you. I send family members and friends texts every once in a while just to let them know that God still cares about them. Just to let them know that God still loves them. And it's not me just preaching at them, but it's letting them know God loves them and I love them too. And I'm here if you want to talk. People always tell me I'm a good listener. Because I'll listen, and while I'm listening, I'm praying, like, God, what do you want me to say to them? God, how I want you to move in this situation. God, I want you just to touch. Because we want them to know, like I went back to what I was saying. I want them to know the God I serve. And I, like I said before, is we encounter God. So we had an encounter with God. And no one can argue with you about that encounter you had. But you know when you first fell in love with God and how excited you were and how on fire you were and you wanted to tell everyone about God. No one can argue with you because they don't know what happened at that moment. But there's such a great, powerful God and we go through things and we have to have that boldness. A lot of times I say, God, remind me of that love, that passion I had when I first got saved. Not saying that I've forgotten it, but I want to be still on fire like that. I want to be stirred up like that. I want that boldness. Because when you first get saved, you're trying to tell everyone, I made a new start, I'm doing this, and you're trying to tell everyone. But sometimes along the way, it's like, I don't feel like saying that right now. But we have to realize that we don't know what's promised tomorrow, the next hour, next week. But if God is telling you to go speak to someone, we need to do that. Because this might be the only opportunity we get. Like I say, a lot of times we are the only Jesus that some people see. So if we're living in faith, we're walking in faith, then we need to know that, okay, as I open my mouth, God's going to speak through me, and he's going to tell me exactly what to say to that person. We have to have faith in the God we serve and know that he is awesome, he's all powerful, and that he will do just what he said he would do. So remember to remind yourself, to ask yourself every once in a while, where's my faith? Is my faith not where it should be? Am I trusting him in everything that I do? Am I really leaning on his word? Am I really fighting the fight of faith? And even though it's hard at times and it's a struggle, am I really walking in faith? Am I really trusting God in everything that I do? Am I trusting him to handle every situation in my life? We have to have faith. I'm going to read my favorite quote one more time just because it's so awesome. And remember that God is with us everywhere. Faith is Wi-Fi. It's like Wi-Fi. It is invisible, but it has power to connect you to what you need. Remember that on a daily basis. I'm taking God with me wherever I go. So therefore, I have faith wherever I get to have faith in every situation that I deal with, when I face it, with my job, with my house, with my family, with different friends, different work issues. Is my faith, am I connected to God? And I'm trusting God to handle every situation. We need to trust God.
Thank you for spending time with us here at New Creation Christian Center. Feel free to join our worship services on Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington, 98118. Visit our website, newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.